playoff teams, who's getting upset, and who's going to be in the first round exits. Let's talk about it. All right. So, what NFL teams do I think are going to get upset? Now, I have two. And yes, one of them is definitely. I made this list about 3 or 4 days ago. Today is Friday, so it's definitely picked up steam in the last couple days. So it's not really an upset anymore, because if anything, I'll talk about it. But so AFC, I think there's a chance the Bills might get upset by the Patriots. Now, hear me out. It's winter. Winter leads to running the football, not as many explosive plays. So I think the Bills could be upset by the Patriots. Bill Belichick is the best coach in NFL history. Do people forget that? Like, you could have the second best coach in the NFL and you'll be at a deficit already. And Josh Allen hasn't played the greatest in the last couple of weeks. So we'll see. The thing that kind of swings in the Bills' favor is the Patriots have been playing their worst couple weeks of football of the whole season in these last couple weeks. So they're playing the worst football of the season at the worst time. And Mac Jones had acknowledged that against Miami. After he played Miami, had that awful game, pick six, Xavier Howard. Even Mac Jones knew it. So we'll see what happens with that. But that's kind of my team in the AFC, I think, is going to get upset. The Bengals and Cincinnati, that could be like an either way game, but I really see Cincinnati just pulling that one out just because Joe Burrow's just playing lights out. I mean, Derek Carr is playing lights out, but Joe Burrow does have a better surrounding cast than Derek Carr. I think Derek Carr and Joe Burrow is kind of a wash. It's just kind of the supporting cast around him. I think I'd take Joe Burrow's supporting cast around him more than what Derek Carr has. So, like I said, the Bills could be getting upset by the Patriots, but I wouldn't bet on it. NFC, like I said, this is kind of the one that was an upset, but now everybody kind of swing in the way that I was going. Was the 49ers. I had the 49ers upsetting the Cowboys, but everybody is kind of swinging the 49ers corner now. So it's kind of the Cowboys are kind of the underdogs now. They're not, but it kind of feels like that if you look in the eyes of the media. So who knows? But I think Jimmy G's gonna be playing like a monster in these next couple weeks, depending on how far he goes in the playoffs, because this is kind of an audition for these next teams that want to go get Jimmy G. So I think Jimmy G knows that. So I think the 49ers could upset the Cowboys. Next, we'll talk about just overall who I think is gonna be oust in the first round. I have AFC and NFC. It's pretty simple, actually. First round losses for the AFC. I think the Raiders are going to be gone. Like I said, I just see a better supporting cast around Joe Burrow than what Derek Carr has. I have the Patriots going out. Yes, I also just said that the Patriots could upset the Bills. It's a possibility. But I give it like a 70% chance that the Bills win. So I see the Patriots just losing the first round. No disappointment in that. The Patriots, they have a rookie quarterback, and they're not really, they kind of feel like they're like 1 year off, maybe 2 years off. I think Mac Jones just needs to get under himself and kind of get the EBGBs out of him, as you could say. The Steelers, I see the Steelers losing. I don't think it's as big of a blowout as what everybody else sees. I think it's actually like within a touchdown. Clyde Edwards-Helaire literally just got ruled out for the game, like within the last hour, as I was recording the last podcast that you're hopefully listening to. So it could be closer than what people think. NFC, I see the Eagles losing. The Eagles, they're kind of the team that, they're kind of like the Steelers of the AFC. They kind of just got some lucky breaks just to get in. Like, there's no really, they're kind of the team that, just because of the expanded playoffs, that's why they got in. Like, they're kind of like the pity team. Like, oh, you made it just because the expanded playoffs. That's kind of what it is. The Eagles aren't a very good team. They just have a good identity, and it's running the football. The number one rushing team in the NFL. Cowboys. Yes, I have the Cowboys losing in the first round, which, oh man, I want to see the Cowboys lose in the first round really bad. But do I think it's going to happen? Probably not. Probably not. And last, I got the Cardinals losing. I think that with all the pressure that's on Matt Stafford to win at least one playoff game, this Rams team is way too good to get bounced in the first round. And I think all the people in that organization know, and all that team know. So I had the Cardinals getting bounced in the first round. Plus, they don't even have D-Hop. Like, they don't have some of their pieces. So J.J. Watt, I want to say I saw him. He's coming back for this game. So we'll see what happens with that. Yes, so that is the teams I think could be getting upset and the first round exits for AFC and NFC. Next up, we have the people under the most pressure in the playoffs. And I did name one of them in the last segment, so you probably can figure out who it is. But people under the most pressure in these playoffs. So, this is not ranked. This is just a list of who I have. So you can kind of rank them any way you want. I have Josh Allen. I think if Josh Allen loses to this Patriots team, it's going to be bad. How are you going to lose to Bill Belichick and a rookie quarterback with a low ceiling? I honestly believe that if Josh Allen loses in the first round of these playoffs, they're going to be real disappointed with themselves this year. They're going to be like, this is kind of the last year of Josh Allen being cheap before he gets super expensive. Plus, you don't, in the eyes, you kind of have the Bills pulling back once Josh Allen gets more expensive on that huge contract. You don't have the Patriots getting any worse. They have a quarterback on a rookie contract. So the Patriots are only going to get better. And you're going to lose to Bill Belichick in a rookie contract. Or a rookie quarterback on a contract. So I have Josh Allen. And I think if the Bills lose this game, it's going to be Josh Allen just melted down because Bill Belichick just manhandled Josh Allen. I think that's what's going to happen. If the Bills lose, it's going to be because Josh Allen melted down and he turned into three interception Josh Allen and throwing it behind his back to a fullback, just like he did in the playoffs like 3 years ago. So that's what's going to happen. Next up, like I mentioned in the last segment, I have Matt Stafford in the pressure because Matt Stafford was a number one overall pick. Some say Matt Stafford could have got drafted in the NFL as a high school quarterback. Matt Stafford, and say what you want about the Lions, Matt Stafford didn't win a single playoff game in like the 11 years he was on the Lions. So who knows what could happen with Matt Stafford. And I don't think it's solely on the Lions that they didn't win a single playoff game all those years. Matt Stafford had some pieces. He had Golden Tate, Kenny Galladay, Marvin Jones. He had some pieces. So I think Matt Stafford should at least win one playoff game. At least one. Jared Goff won you a playoff game last year. So, and you can't give up what the Rams gave up and not win at least one. Like, come on. Like, the Rams gave up two first rounders, a third, and Jared Goff for Matt Stafford. And you're going to get bounced in the first round? You can't have that happen. Next up, I got Cliff Kingsbury. Now, it's kind of weird. Like, why would you put Cliff Kingsbury on this list? Considering he's gotten better every year that he's been in that organization. And they've won more games every year that he's been in this organization. They have a lot of talent on this team. They got quite a bit of talent on this team. And they have a good quarterback. Like, I think Kyler Murray is kind of where they're going to take him. It's kind of like the Josh Allen effect. Like, if Kyler Murray's playing at his best, they're going to blow through the Rams. But if Kyler Murray plays bad, they're going to get wiped against the Rams. And what you say, okay, that's Kyler Murray, that's not Cliff Kingsbury. Well, Cliff Kingsbury, he hasn't been in the playoffs. He has a losing record in college. So we'll see what happens with Cliff Kingsbury. Next up, I see everybody in the media burn this guy, Mike McCarthy. And I see it too. Mike McCarthy, he could be out. Depending on what happens in these playoffs, Mike McCarthy could be gone. If they get housed by the Niners, I could see Mike McCarthy being gone. Kellen Moore, if Mike McCarthy stays the head coach, I see Kellen Moore being gone and going to another team, because Kellen Moore is not going to sit around. And when he's getting all these contract offers to be a head coach somewhere else and getting paid way more. So if Mike McCarthy stays the head coach, then Kellen Moore is gone. I think he knows that. But at the same time, this is like the first time the Cowboys made the playoffs in like 3 years. So Mike McCarthy could be all right. But clock management, oh my God. Is there anybody worse than Mike McCarthy in the NFL as a coach than Mike McCarthy and clock management? Is there anybody worse? Like, come on. Like, it's not good. Like, you can't have Dak Prescott, who's like a B-plus quarterback, and you got Mike McCarthy just can't tell time and can't figure out the clock. You can't have that. So it could get real ugly real quick for the Cowboys. And this one, you might take it as a joke, but I have the Packers organization. They're under pressure. Because I think if unless Aaron Rodgers completely melts down in the playoffs, I think the Packers organization's under some pressure. Because think about it, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't at least get to the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers is gone. He's gone. So, unless Aaron Rodgers has a bad game and throws like three picks, kind of what he did in the NFC Championship game last year against Brady, I think Aaron Rodgers could tell management to go stick it. And the Packers are going to be in a dark place next year if Aaron Rodgers isn't on that team. Because you could be losing Devontae Adams. You could be losing, what's his name? Aaron Rodgers. So it could get real ugly real fast for this Packers organization if they don't go far and Aaron Rodgers is unhappy and doesn't want to be there. So that could be a joke, you may take it as a joke that the Packers organization's on this list, but from what I just said, am I wrong? Am I wrong?